Every Monday, we bring you another installment from KCRW's Sonic Trace Project. It tells stories about the immigrant experience in Southern California, one voice at a time. Today, we bring you Brian De Los Santos. He grew up in a religious family and identified as a Christian. Then one day in middle school, his faith was put to the test.
So we were in PE waiting for the locker rooms to open, and I simply moved my shorts down a little, and I remember people saying, "Oh, you are gay because you want to show your butt." And I didn't understand anything what they meant. I just heard gay. I was going to church and the church was telling me that it was wrong. I didn't want to be gay and I didn't want to feel attracted to guys. It was equally a sin as a murderer or someone who robbed or someone who raped. And I went home and I started crying so much that my pillow was soaked with tears. I felt so alone and it was like people were pulling me apart. I started clawing at my arm and started seeing it get red and red. That pain felt really, really good to me at that moment. I remember going to the kitchen, getting a knife and just start poking myself with it. I felt so low and tiny. I wouldn't want any 12-year-old to go through that. I remember feeling the pain of the knife on my skin, and I'm like, this is not right. So I just dropped the knife, and I just prayed to God, just help me. I questioned him, why did he create me if I was gay? And if I was gay, then how am I going to deal with it? I asked him for love, and I was able to talk to him. He's always been faithful to me. If God didn't love me as a gay person, then why am I so blessed? The moment I realized that I could be gay and Christian, I felt peace and I didn't feel like I was being persecuted.
You can find more stories at kcrw.com/sonictrace.